Let's talk about last night. First off, I forgot the debates were on. I did. I forgot. And I think I say that every time the Dems debate. I just forgot. When I realized, oh my God, the debates are on, I couldn't find the debate. Why? Because it was on PBS. Who gets PBS? Who the hell? I didn't know PBS was still on. I'm being serious. I didn't know PBS was still on. I didn't know. I didn't know PBS was still available. Then I couldn't find it. Where the hell's PBS? Where the hell is PBS? It's in the beginning of the dial. Listen, if it's 2006, if you don't watch HD, I know it sounds so highbrow, but come on, you can buy an HD TV now for $100, okay? You can buy, I mean, come on. If you have basic cable, it's HD. It's HD. So I never, ever watch television in the 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm in the 700s. I'm in the 500s. I'm definitely not 13. So I can't find PBS. Looking for PBS is kind of like looking for the Republican debates on Fox Business News. I'm just sitting there with the remote. Where is it? So I finally find it. All right, I finally find the Dem debate. And it's in South Carolina there. Let me tell you something. I've never ever seen, well, I shouldn't say never, ever. I mean, I'm sure I have. I just don't remember. But the amount of pandering that was being done to black folk was pretty incredible. I mean, it really was. It was astonishing. It was astonishing. And here was my main question. And this was my takeaway from the entire debate. I said, if I had the microphone last night, if I could have done the show last night, I would have done the show. Because it was burning me. It was just burning. And this is okay. Here's the premise. Now, liberals, progressives, Democrats, the media, all of them say Republicans are racist. Right? Rather, it's the Huffington Post. I mean, that's a big, big, big media outlet, right? Arianna Huffington, Huffington Post. When Trump won New Hampshire, what was the headline? Thing in the sense of congratulations, New Hampshire, you have just gave the win to a xenophobe, homophobe, all the phobes, all the phobes. Matter of fact, this says it all. This says it all. Anytime the Huffington Post, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, seriously, it's pretty amazing. Anytime the Huffington Post does an article, okay? Anytime they do an article about Trump anytime they end it with calling Trump a homophobe, a racist, seriously, no matter what article, that's their little gimmick. That's their little gimmick. That's their little gimmick. No matter what the article is, that I was trying to find the exact wording. Isn't that something? I can't even find an article on this piece of crap. Well, it's tough. This website, right? Once you get through articles about farting and penises. I'm serious. They have the most, the Kardashians. But hey, this is what liberals like. This is the liberal world we live in. Anyways, I can't find it. I'm not gonna waste the time. All right. So the general consensus with all media outlets, the BuzzFeeds, the Politicos, Republicans are racist. Was it the Daily News? The Mortimer Zuckerman. Every newspaper has Trump, and they call him racist. They call him a clown. Called all the voters in New Hampshire brain dead. I mean, that's liberal media. Insulting hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, imagine. The newspaper is insulting an entire state. Pretty incredible. So the general consensus is Republicans are racist. They don't like women. They don't like minorities. It's the party of old white men. Okay. Liberals, Democrats, they are open-minded. They don't see color. That is why we have a black president. This is the conventional logic. Okay. So, here's my question, and here's what I took away from last night. Instead of a 74-year-old white man and a soon-to-be 70-year-old white woman pandering to black folk, begging and pleading with black folk. I mean, I figured Bernie Sanders was going to bust out the reparations card. Tell everybody in the crowd, this is what I'm going to do. When I am president, I am going to cut a check. I'm going to cut a check for $50,000 and give it to every black family in the United States. And that's just a sorry for slavery. I thought he was going to bust that out. That is how severe the pandering was last night and leading up to this South Carolina vote. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. You have Bernie Sanders pandering to Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton. You have Hillary Clinton begging and pleading with the Black Caucus, the CBC there. Who endorsed her, but, you know, behind the scenes, God knows what she was begging and pleading and offering. So instead of having these old white people begging black folk to vote for them, using Eric Garner's family. I mean, think about that. The guy that got choked out in New York, using his family. Oh, I know what we'll do to get black people to vote. The guy who got choked out in New York, we'll get his daughter to say that she supports me. I mean, it's a wow. It's a wow. So instead, I keep veering off from the punch, that punchline on this. Instead, why don't the DNC, why don't the liberals, why don't the progressives, why don't they have a black candidate? If the black vote is so important, if the Dems need the black vote, if they need black folk to come out and vote, if the entire presidential race, remember, we always hear this, Republicans can't win because they only appeal to white men. You hear moderate Republicans say they have to be more open. That's why you have the illegal immigration fight. Moderate Republicans say, hey, guys, we will lose election after election if we only cater to old white men. So again, if it's all about the black vote, if it's all about the minority vote, why do the Dems have running? And before Hillary and Bernie, you had O'Malley, Jim Webb. We almost had Jim Webb again yesterday. He almost decided to get back in the race. Lincoln Chafee. And of course, everybody wanted old Joe Biden. All white dudes, with the exception of Hillary Clinton, who has an old white dude behind her in Bill Clinton. So it wasn't just two on stage. There were more, but they got out of the race. So again, why don't the Dems. Get a black candidate. Are you going to say there's no one qualified? Are you going to say they can't get Cory Booker? There's no candidates out there? I mean, Cory Booker's big. Cory Booker's huge. He's a senator. He didn't have to beg and plead and pander to black folk. He wouldn't have to try to convince black folk that he feels their pain, even though he's a 75-year-old Jewish man. Cory Booker wouldn't have to convince black women that he understands their pain because he's a 70-year-old white woman. Cory Booker can say, I understand what you're going through. My mama went through that. My grandmother went through that. I don't follow the Dems like I follow the Republicans. But I'm sure, Cory Booker is not the only qualified black man that could run. But yet, he don't run. And don't give me the, well, it's up to him. And if he doesn't want, listen, the DNC comes calling. The DNC sits down and goes, listen, we feel that you can be the next president. We're going to get behind you like we would get behind Hillary Clinton. I mean, what they're doing for Hillary Clinton is all because she's the anointed one. She was the chosen one. The debate schedule. The only reason there's more debates now is because she's losing. She's the one that basically said, we need to have more debates. And Bernie Sanders was dragging his feet when it was the other way around. Hillary Clinton is the one going, ugh, this debate schedule has backfired. Her and Wasserman Schultz were sitting in a bar somewhere. Realizing that they possibly made a terrible mistake. So that was my big takeaway. Why the hell is there no black candidates? And then you wouldn't have to pander. And Democrats, they don't see color. Voting for a black man or voting for a black woman wouldn't be an issue. Democrats are far better people than Republicans. Or are they? Or are they? Where's the diversity? Where's the boycotts? Isn't that something? All the social warriors complain about the Academy Awards, SAG Awards, sports, football, baseball, you name it. But running our government, running the lives of the American people, that is as white can be. And all these big mouth social warriors don't say a word. Why is that? Could someone just help me out? Why is that? Why is that? And you would think that would be a bigger issue. Not the Academy Awards. Not late night TV. Not the entertainment business. Wouldn't you think pushing for diversity in politics is a little more important than pushing for diversity with the Academy Awards? Just shows you the majority of these social warriors are morons. Seriously, morons. Their time and energy is spent wanting Will Smith to get nominated for concussion. But having the Democrat presidential primary race filled with nothing but old white guys is A-OK. So that was my first takeaway. Well, it was a big takeaway. Because after that, it was just silliness. It really was. It was silliness. It was silliness. I mean, literally, they argued about Henry Kissinger and Winston Churchill. I'm not joking. They argued over Henry Kissinger because Hillary Clinton wrote in her book, I don't know how many years ago. I'm literally doing work. I'm preparing for the show. I'm uploading clips. I'm tweeting out. I'm in and out. I'm listening. If something catches my ear, I perk up. Maybe I tweet something out and I hear, well, in your book, you said Henry Kissinger was a good, and I'm going to tell you, Henry Kissinger was horrible. Henry Kissinger bombed Cambodian kids. Henry. And I'm like, what? What? Henry Kissinger, Vietnam. Oh, my God.
And then Winston Churchill.
That's, you want to talk about, you know, the Republicans being silly and not being full of substance. Kissinger, Churchill, Cambodia. It's insane. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And then again, spending just countless minutes. Not minutes. What am I saying? Maybe a half hour on money from Wall Street, super PACs. Oh, man. It's the last I checked, this financial crisis that was the worst since the Great Depression, remember? The financial crisis, the worst since was it in 08? When did it basically from Bush to Obama? Remember? We had the world on fire. Okay? We had the world on fire. And I'm not diminishing this, but we had the world on fire. And Obama pulled us through, right? Obama pulled us through. And we had a Secretary of Treasury who was part of pulling us through, Timothy Geithner. Timothy Geithner was from Wall Street. He was. Timothy Geithner was from Wall Street. Most, if not all, Secretary of Treasurers and other people that run the financial institutions of our government all came from Wall Street. Rather, it was Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and all of these people were brought in under Obama's watch, under Bernie Sanders' watch. This notion that big banks and all of Wall Street and this wild debate that goes on every time Bernie Sanders gets on that mic, that somehow Obama is not the president. Democrats haven't been in control for almost 8 years. That the administration isn't full of people that worked on Wall Street or big banks. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And it's even more bizarre to think that let's just put ourselves in an alternate universe and Bernie Sanders president. What's he going to do with the Treasury? No, seriously, what's he going to do What's he going to do with the business of the United States of America? Who's he going to get to oversee our money? Who? Okay, it can't be somebody from Wall Street. It can't be somebody from any bank. So who would Bernie get? I wish somebody would ask him that. I wish some moderator would say, okay, Bernie, we get it. You, Wall Street's bad. Wall Street, bad. Banks, bad. According to you, they're all bad. They're all evil corporations, bad. They're all bad. Okay. So who would you get? Who are the people that you would get to run our nation's money, our nation's checkbook? Yeah. Well, we get it. Congress, they have the purse strings. But listen, we have people that work at Treasury. We have people that determine interest rates. We have people that have to things about economics, okay? Who would you get? The guy from Ben and Jerry's? Is that who would be the Secretary of Treasury? No, boy. In your mind, well, he makes one hell of an ice cream. All across the United States, I go into a store. So rather, I'm in New York, and there's Ben and Jerry's. I go to California, there's Ben and Jerry's. They have Ben and Jerry's everywhere. My friend Ben, he smokes pot all day. He smokes pot. He makes ice cream. He makes millions. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't work at the Goldman big banks. So I get him. I get Ben and I get Jerry. It's a 1-2 punch.
I mean, is that it? Is that it?
Half hour, big banks. Banks are bad. And no one, and here's the other thing, and I've said this before. No one ever calls Bernie Sanders out for his attacks on Wall Street and corporations. Now, remember, Donald Trump had a press conference, and Donald Trump said, hey, listen, we have to have a strong border. We got to have a wall. We have millions and millions and millions of illegals coming into our country. Yeah, there's some good people, but there's also rapists. There's also drug dealers. There's bad people. And everyone lost their minds. Everyone lost their minds. The media would get their cameras and go find some 16-year-old chubby Mexican girl. What did you think about what Donald Trump said? I'm not a rapist. I'm not a rapist. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. I came here when I was 2 years old. My mom brought me here when I was 2 years old. I'm not a drug dealer. I go to school. I work hard. There you have it. She's a dreamer. She's not a rapist. That's the media. Okay. Doesn't anybody go to corporations,
that are all over the United States go to quote unquote Wall Street, go to New York City, and just randomly grab women, men, and go, so you're evil, you're destroying the company, the country. Have them go, what are you talking about? I'm a secretary here at Google. I'm secretary here at eBay. I work for a corporation. I have a fan. I mean, the fact that Bernie Sanders can get away with saying corporations, banks, and Wall Street are destroying the country, they all should be in jail. Man, I think that's incredible. I think it's incredible. But like I've said before, there's this bizarre double standard that exists in this country. Especially with Donald Trump. So half hour, big banks, Wall Street, corporations destroying the country, and they all should be in jail. Oh yeah, okay. Then of course the moderators. It's funny, I guess one of the moderators, the reports are out that she donated to the Clinton Foundation. Seems like everybody donated to the Clinton Foundation. Everybody donated to the Clinton Foundation. Well, you know, people act like donate. Well, I take it back. We know what they do with that money. Or at least we found out what they do with that money. Rather, it's jets and the things that aren't supposed to be used with that money. But to everyday people, that foundation is portrayed as helping people in Haiti, earthquake survivors, AIDS babies. I mean, people donate to it not knowing that big pieces are for Bill Clinton to fly around in private jets and hang out with pedophiles. Jeffrey Epstein. So it's been a good ruse. I mean, if you think about it, it's been a good ruse. So these moderators stayed away from the whole email scandal. Even as it's evolved into much more than just a New York Times report or a Washington Post report. Even know that we are into an FBI investigation where subpoenas are now going out. You actually have the Clinton Family Foundation there, the Clinton Initiative. You actually have them being subpoenaed. You actually have people being subpoenaed. That's heavy stuff. That's super heavy stuff. And, of course, the moderators stayed way away from that. Way away. Way away. Now, some people say, well, look at the Republicans. Look at this disparage of a moderate. Look, Republicans get asked about fights with
Rosie O'Donnell. They get asked about bankruptcies. They get asked about credit cards and speedboats. And Hillary Clinton doesn't even get asked about subpoenas. Well, what I say to that, and I will say it again, that's our fault, my Republican friends. That's our fault. Democrats have debates. Democrats are the moderators. And those moderators aren't going to make these Democrats look bad. We are Republicans. Our moderators, who are supposed to be Republican, want to make our Republicans look bad. I mean, in that aspect, I have to defend Democrats and the media. It's not their fault. It's not their fault that they protect each other. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the whole point of having Fox, is they're supposed to protect fellow Republicans. They're not supposed to play gotcha. The Democrats don't. The moderators for the PBS debate didn't. They didn't ask Hillary Clinton about the subpoenas. They didn't ask Hillary Clinton about the emails and the fact that the FBI is involved, opposed to a few months ago where it was just some reporters digging around. They protected their own. That's what Fox is supposed to do, but they don't. Megyn Kelly goes after her fellow Republicans. Bret Baier goes after his fellow Republicans. The Dems don't do that. It's one thing to attack each other. That's fine. And Bernie and Hillary attack each other. It's another when the moderator attacks. And Democrats don't attack each other as far as moderators go. Republicans do. That's why the debate is always, Fox is really not conservative / Republican. It's a gimmick. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Privately, Megyn Kelly is as liberal as they come. I guarantee you that Bill O'Reilly is as liberal as they come. Executives, liberal as they come. So the moderators didn't ask about emails, didn't ask about subpoenas, nor should they. Nor should they. They're Democrats. They're doing the right thing. Unlike our moderators. I will say, the one moderator did put Hillary on blast a little when she talked about the George Soros and Donald Sussman Super PAC, Priorities USA. And Hillary had the most bizarre answer to this. She basically said, listen, that was a super PAC that was in place for when Obama ran. And it's basically just a leftover. And otherwise, she was saying Soros and Sussman are just diehard Democrats. And it really doesn't matter who the nominee is. They just want a Democrat to be president. So they dump money in there, and that money goes to the person running. Now, it's a good answer if this was the general election. It's a good answer for the general election. Like, I would believe that. And I think most people would believe that. Most people believe that, no different than your Koch brothers or your Adelsons or Crystals, who would create a super PAC and dump money into it, and that money goes to whoever the nominee is. When I mean goes to, it creates ads and the things that a super PAC does. Yeah, logical. But Hillary's not in the general election. She's running against somebody. So her theory is a little skewed. The moderators didn't break that down when she gave that answer. The moderator should have said, well, Ms. Clinton, we understand that concept. And in that concept, shouldn't then half that money go to Bernie Sanders? The money's going to you. George Soros and Donald Sussman want you. They want you, not Bernie. So that means, are you beholden to them? Are you beholden to them like you all say Republicans are beholden to the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson? But they didn't follow up. They just let the answer that Hillary gave roll, which, again, they're supposed to. They themselves are Democrats. They're not going to bury their own. They're not going to bury their own. That information was floated out there, and Bernie could have took that information and said to Hillary, well, why don't I get that money? If it's just a leftover and it's just there, why don't I get the money? But he didn't. He wasn't quick enough. His 75-year-old brain wasn't going that fast. It wasn't going that fast. He dropped the ball. And did you hear him coughing? Man, he was just coughing. And I tell you, I don't even think that guy would last 4 years in the White House. Seriously. Man, he was just man, just coughing and coughing and coughing. I don't think he would last more than 2 years. We all know what the presidency does to a person. You always see those pictures, the before and after. They show the president when he first took office, and then they show the president after. And everybody's like, wow, looks like he's aged 20 years. Look like he's a... Imagine Bernie Sanders looking like he's aged 20 years. He'd be 100. Guy'd be 100 years old. Imagine 8 years of Bernie Sanders. First off, we wouldn't have a country anymore. We wouldn't. We absolutely wouldn't have a country. That's a fact. He always brings up these countries.
We're the only country that doesn't have health care. We're the only country that doesn't have... Sweden does.
He brings up all these countries that are so beneath us. They're so beneath. Do you want to go live in Sweden? Even places like France. I mean, who the hell wants to go live in these places? That'd be seriously. Come on. Come on. Coughing. God, I'm telling you, the guy's gonna die. Okay. He's not healthy. He's just not healthy. He's not healthy. He's not healthy. Not healthy. Absolutely not healthy. Those people are getting pneumonia. You know, them old people. And you hear so-and-so's in the hospital with pneumonia. And you're like, pneumonia? What? Like, very old people? And the three types of people that just randomly get pneumonia and end up in hospital. Babies. Because, of course, they have weak immune systems. And that's what happens. Old people. Because they have weak immune systems and their body is slowly breaking down. And fat and unhealthy people. Like Michael Moore, that slob. Those are people that get pneumonia. Okay? Those are people that get pneumonia. Bernie Sanders, I think, has got a touch of pneumonia. If he doesn't have it, he better go to the doctor and figure out why he's gagging and coughing on that debate stage. Horrible. Horrible. Just horrible. So there you go. There's my take of the Democrat debate. There it is. That's all I got. And I'm not spending any more time on it. I think that was my 2 cents. That was a good rundown. If it wasn't, what do you want from me? Maybe you need to go listen to Rush Limbaugh then.